The Hubble constant. Could you explain to us the concept a little further?
Sure. So the Hubble constant is basically the rate of expansion of the universe. So it's how quickly the universe is expanding at the moment. It's called the Hubble constant, famously for the same guy that has the Hubble Space Telescope named after him, who was one of the first to show that the universe is actually getting bigger.
Has the Hubble constant always been fixed, or has this sort of, have we developed an understanding over time?
We've definitely developed an understanding over time. When Hubble was first to measure it, and another guy, Lemaître as well, they thought that the expansion rate was 500 kilometers per second for each megaparsec distance that we see. And that was so rapid that if you trace it backwards, so the fact that the universe is expanding now means if you go backwards in time, it would have been smaller in the past. And as you go, and you can actually go all the way back to the point where it was basically zero size. And the faster it's going right now, the less time it took to get to our current position. So the original one was so crazy that the universe would have only been 2 billion years old. And this was in the 1920s. And even back then, the people who studied the Earth knew that from geology that the Earth was older than that. So people didn't believe them and thought, hey, you guys are crazy, this can't be right.
In terms of the techniques actually used to measure the Hubble constant, have we seen new ones? How is that done and how does it evolve?
Yeah, so the original way that they were doing it was with these variable stars called Cepheids. And they're used as standard candles because the thing, really, really hard thing in astronomy is when you look out at those little pretty bright dots in the sky, it's really hard to tell whether it's a bright thing far away or a faint thing nearby. And the distance is super hard. So if you know how bright something is intrinsically, like these special types of stars, then you can actually break that degeneracy and figure out how far something is. If you know how bright it is intrinsically and look at how bright it appears, you can tell how far it is away. It's the same as if I held a candle up to your face, like, you know, a meter in front of you, and then ran down the road 100 meters. You could tell vaguely how far I was away because you know how bright candles tend to be. So the original one was with these variable stars. But in the 1990s, people realized that they could measure it with supernovae, which are these exploding stars, which we also know the brightness of. And they are way, way brighter because when they explode, the single star can outshine the light of the entire galaxy. And that meant that we could measure them way further away, which revealed not only is the universe expanding, it's also accelerating. That was one of the things that won the Nobel Prize recently. But with the more refined technique, as we've gotten better and better at it, we've gotten better at the number as well. So now in the 1990s and around then, people realized that the value of the Hubble constant is more like 70 kilometers per second per megaparsec, not the 500 that they had originally seen, which was nice and relieving because now the Earth was younger than the universe, the stars were younger than the universe, which is all something that you want when you're talking about the universe. In the last 20 years, techniques have become more wide and varied, and we've measured it using probably another half dozen different, completely different techniques. And those have become now so precise that we're starting to see some discrepancies again. And that's really exciting.
Well, actually, that is the, you know, actually that boils it down, I must say, in a really easy to understand way. But these techniques, as you say, getting different results. How controversial has this actually been in the cosmology sector?
Yeah, so by about 2000, people were like, oh, phew, we now actually understand the expansion of the universe. It's about 70, and we've got all of these different groups are agreeing. But we had error bars of about, you know, 70 plus or minus 5-ish. So it could have been from 65 up to 75. It's somewhere in that range, which was pretty good compared to the errors we had before. But then with the new techniques over the last 20 years, people have used standard rulers, things of known size, and gravitational waves, which we can do it with now, and the bending of light due to gravitational lensing around curved space and all sorts of different things. And one camp is coming out with answers that it's about 74, and one camp is coming out with answers that it's about 68. And the question is, like, these are now precise enough that we can really tell the difference, and it, like, all the observers are like, no, we're definitely right. You know, we can't have got been wrong by that amount, by 6 kilometers per second per megaparsec. So there's something clearly wrong, is what the observers are saying. And so theorists are going, woohoo, this is really exciting, because that could spell something really profound about the universe that we haven't understood. If these different techniques are finding different answers, it might mean that the theory that we're using to interpret our measurements isn't quite right. And we're still trying to figure out, for example, why the expansion of the universe is accelerating, how to make quantum physics and gravity work together. And so these are the kinds of things we look to try and advance physics at a fundamental level, which makes it really exciting. However, it could just be over-optimistic observers who haven't taken into account some sort of systematic error. And so there's a very good chance that people will notice, oh, hey, whoops, I forgot to take into account this factor. And actually, it was just that the observations weren't as accurate as we thought. So that's the situation we're in at the moment.
Fascinating stuff. I imagine it's probably going to be a little while before we have any definite answers.
Yeah, there's going to be a debate for a little while longer. And once we know what the answer is, either we may have learned something profound and new about fundamental physics, we'll have a better age for the universe because we'll know more precisely how old the universe is, and we'll understand a bit better how our galaxy evolved to the place we are and where our Earth came from.
Incredible stuff. Tamara, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us.
Thanks so much.